Poetry on the Radio. Today, Jen Webb.
The Science of Kindness. It's 1 minute before the scheduled departure time, and she is running up the stairs and up the stairs, across the bridge and down, and as her left foot hits the platform, the train is there. Someone helps her on board. Someone moves up to make room. The doors close. She'll be home within a few hours, weather permitting. No clear idea of what is waiting for her there. The train rolls through the suburbs, out into the wilds. The cat in her bag is working its way free, and the sun is going down, a silhouette against the flames, and the moon is coming up red on red. Her phone turns itself off, and she places it gently in her pocket, leans back in her seat, closes her eyes. When she wakes again, the cat will be curled beside her, purring. During the black summer of 2019-2020, when much of Australia was on fire, I had to travel quite a bit. In December, I took a bus from Sydney to Canberra, warned by the driver that we might have to turn back due to fire, and watching the fires on the hills along the road back home. Later, I drove back to Canberra from Melbourne, listening to an audio version of Norman MacLean's book Young Men and Fire about smoke jumpers who died in a catastrophe in 1949. And all the while I was being passed by or passing ambulances and fire trucks and watching fires and the traces of their passage. I went to Brisbane and there was no fire, and I thought about escape and I wrote this poem. The Science of Kindness. It's 1 minute before the scheduled departure time, and she is running up the stairs and up the stairs, across the bridge and down, and as her left foot hits the platform, the train is there. Someone helps her on board. Someone moves up to make room. The doors close. She'll be home within a few hours, weather permitting. No clear idea of what is waiting for her there. The train rolls through the suburbs and out into the wilds. The cat in her bag is working its way free, and the sun is going down, a silhouette against the flames, and the moon is coming up, red on red. Her phone turns itself off, and she places it gently in her pocket, leans back in her seat, closes her eyes. When she wakes again, the cat will be curled beside her, purring.
Today we heard Jen Webb on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.